Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Despite strengthened biosecurity measures, highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to breach poultry operations. Dr. Abby Schuft with the University of Minnesota Extension says producers need to go further, think about their surroundings.
Who else is raising birds near you? Where's the feed mill? Where's the processor? Where's the bedding coming from? Are you near a really highly traveled highway? What are those business concepts, the layout?
There have been 17 cases of avian flu across 8 Minnesota counties the past several weeks. The Minnesota Department of Education is now accepting proposals for its Hunger Free Campus grant program. Communications Director Keith Hovis says it's an effort to address food insecurity on campuses.
It provides nonprofit degree-granting colleges and tribal colleges with funding to either establish food insecurity methods on campus, whether it's starting a food pantry or similar methods like that, or to kind of invest in programs that they already have going.
Grantees can receive up to $50,000 over the course of 2 years through the program. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Aaron Murphy is urging Republican Congressman Tom Emmer to reconsider recent comments about upcoming No Kings rallies. Emmer called the events Hate America rallies and described participants as the terrorist wing of the Democratic Party. In her letter, Murphy says Emmer's remarks are dangerous and mischaracterize peaceful Minnesotans, including his own constituents. The No King rallies are planned nationwide on Saturday, with organizers emphasizing nonviolent protest. The man injured in a home explosion Sunday night in Hibbing remains in critical condition. In other headlines, Minnesotans can now browse health insurance plans for 2026 at MinSure.org, where they'll find free, anonymous estimates for next year's coverage. But MinSure CEO Libby Collum says unless Congress renews enhanced tax credits, tens of thousands could see their premiums climb.
The overall message for everybody is to just come back and shop and compare all your options, because even if you lose access to that tax credit, you might be able to find a plan that is still going to meet your needs and your family's budget.
Just a reminder, open enrollment for 2026 coverage starts November 1st, so mark your calendar. As Minnesota's firearm deer hunting season approaches, the DNR says hunters can expect favorable conditions across much of the state. More than 400,000 hunters are anticipated to don blaze orange when the season opens November 8th. This is MNN.